This is CliffCentral.com.
I almost made a very, very terrible mistake. I almost cut Flubber's verse. I cannot believe that. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Anyway, welcome to it. It is 20-something right here on Cliff Central, and I'll be your host, Jack. Just another cool kid, if you want to spell it out, if you're one of those people. Hanging out with a very good friend of mine, man. This guy's my dude. The last time we were here, hanging out with Lyle Turner a couple of months ago, Neil Van Given. What's good, bud?
What up, just another cool kid.
Okay, but now you're not talking. I can't hear you. Are you?
My voice.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, hey, there it is.
We found you.
Hey, man, just another cool kid. We were going to take away your cool status had you cut Flubber. We were going to be like, I ngeke.
It's like blasphemous.
Yeah,
you know?
Would have been.
Let's be honest, right? I know I'm going to shake up a couple of leaves here, but when Squatter Camp was like still like at the top of their game, everyone waited for the Flubber verse.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
There was something fun in the way that he wrote, in the way that he rhymed, and the way that he delivered what he was saying in a song. It was amazing.
Hey, if you get it, you know what I'm talking about. Get Flubber.
Of course.
There you go, man. All right, so we got the two gentlemen in the studio. I mean, how do we even begin to introduce the people that we're hanging out with today? You know, so one of them was one of the founding members of one of the groups in this country that has transcended, you know, age group, time, all of these things.
Yeah.
Trompies. You know? Before Letsebogo Madibuseng was something you could walk around saying, these guys taught us this. I mean, eons ago, years and years and years ago, and through reinvention and, you know, changing things all the time, we didn't even know that he was a house DJ.
Oh.
Sning Ning, now there's another guy next to him, it's Fat Cook, and we don't know what's happening. We're chilling with the legends today. Shout out, man. Fat Cook versus Mahuta. How are you guys doing? How are you guys doing?
Super. Tired, man.
But we're pushing. We're tired, but we're pushing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's so strange. People, when I bump into them these days, someone will say, "Nah, Skakumara is all right." Yeah. Other ones, we're tired, but we're pushing. I'm just happy we're still alive, man. You know?
It's very tough working 8 days a week, man.
8 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which is 34 days a month.
Wow. Here I was thinking there's only 7 days in a week. How this is why we're not legends, Ben.
Yeah, this is why we haven't made it. Our names aren't anyway.
This is why we are still hosting shows and trying to get a name for ourselves. This is what happens, my dog. Anyway, so we're here to talk about an event you guys have been doing for 14 years now.
Yeah.
14 years. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even remember what type of person I was when I was 14.
You're probably 3 by then.
Right?
Were you not 3?
No. Okay, guys. I am young, but not that young. You know what I'm saying? I'm legal. Come on. You know, you guys, I mean, first, I have to ask, what gave you the idea to put such an event together, the Spring Explosion? What happened?
2001, it was just an album launch, you know. We were expecting about 200-400 people. And then 2,000 people rocked, you know, and since then, I mean, the rest is history. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been growing each and every year. So we moved it from Legends Lake, we took it to Wemapen, from Wemapen to Nazareth, back to Wemapen. And for the past 5 years, we've been in Pretoria. And then from Pretoria, we took it to all 9 provinces.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've been everywhere. It's been everywhere. All 9 provinces.
Let me just get this out of the way. I was very fortunate enough to MC one of these parties in 2012. We'll get into that in a little bit. But it was the most insane thing I've ever been privileged to, you know, have for my own. I mean, I stood on a stage and there was at least 15,000 people in front of me. I've never experienced that before. I mean, these parties are huge. As far as the people that have been performing at Spring Explosion, the list is endless. Like, we're talking legends. If you can name a few, please. Just so people understand Horaratlamo with foot nonsense.
Okay. Let's take back 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Who was hot in 14 years ago?
2001.
That is 2001.
Yo. I could be wrong, but okay, I think Lebo Mathosa was still around days.
Lebo Mathosa and some of the other guys were still trying to break into the industry. I'm talking about your Kent, your Phonic, your Black Coffees, your Smooze. That was the stage to actually nature or show raw talent in terms of our South African music.
Yeah.
So 14 years ago up to now, how many have been on that stage?
Wow. So it's basically everybody. Like, if you haven't been on that stage, you should just quit.
You know, if you go on my Instagram, I put I think last week I posted pictures. I think it was in 2001.
Yeah,
with all those guys, from your Black Coffee, from Kent, Tira, all these hottest DJs right now.
Fresh,
yeah,
Fresh, all of them. If you just go to my Instagram at DJ Mahuta and just check my post, you'll see them.
All right, let me do that now because we're on a technology.
So, I mean, with you mentioning all of those names and, you know, all throughout the years what you've done, basically you've fathered most of these artists. I mean, they've come through you first and then gone on to bigger and better things.
Almost definitely. And we're very, very happy for them as well, you know, because it's not only about DJing or playing, but it's also about events, because most of them are huge with events now, you know. But it all started there. And we're still doing it even now.
Yeah.
And we're not just doing it, we're doing it bigger.
And better.
Not even better, and massive.
Yes.
Can I put in my bid for a ticket, Somar No? On the slides. Can I be there in the crowd, you know? I mean, 14 years to do anything is a massive thing. I mean, it's really major. Does it get any easier putting this event together?
No. Each and every year it becomes more difficult.
Yeah.
Because as Mahuta was saying now, 2001 you were expecting 200 people. So it's just the party.
Yeah.
You know? Then 2002 you have 4,000 people.
Yeah.
Then 2005 you have 20,000 people. So 2014, 2015, how much do you expect?
Yeah.
So it becomes, you know, harder. And besides everything else, we want to bring something totally different into the entertainment
industry,
you know, so that it becomes not, it doesn't become just an other event.
Yeah.
So it must be an experience.
Yeah, man. So, all right. If you want to be part of this conversation, please send us a tweet with the hashtag 20somethingCC on Facebook. Well, tweet me as well at @Jack_5'4". Cliff Central on Facebook, as well as CliffCentral.com on Twitter, at Van Given on Twitter as well. We'll keep the Twitter streets happy. You know, Black Twitter, it's a rough thing. It's a rough thing. Black Twitter. People have quit their jobs because of Black Twitter. They can jump on you.
Why do you call it Black Twitter?
Yeah, it's Black Twitter. Like you know, everyone tweets. I understand that every nationality tweets and every race tweets, but Black Twitter is just special. It's on its own, man. You know, I remember that whole when they were saying you must ask my money. Someone tweeted hashtag bitch better have my money. You know what I mean? That's Black Twitter. That is Black Twitter for you. As far as speaking of Twitter, social media, how important is it when it comes to events of this nature?
You know, any platform for marketing is very, very important. From your banner, from your street post, from your flyer to your flyer, TV, radio, social media, activations, pre-parties. That's how we go. I mean, we haven't slept. I mean, we slept at 6 o'clock this morning because last night we had a pre-party at Delco's in Pretoria.
Yeah.
Ricky was blazing on stage there. Before that, just an hour ago, we're somewhere in Auckland Park putting up some banners.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the third time putting a banner there. Take them off, put them back again. You know? So it's a serious hustle, man. It doesn't get any better. There's no recipe that you can put on the table and say, it's very simple. This year, that's how we're going to do it. Each and every year, there's challenges, you know?
Yeah.
Because there are other people, you know, the forces also that are against our event as well. But, you know, we push and push and push harder, you know.
I think it's very impressive after 14 years, you guys are still like being on the ground, hands on, putting up banners.
Every time we do this event, it's like we're doing it for the first time.
Yeah.
Spring Explosion now has Born Freeze attending, being like, yeah, we're part of this too.
Yeah.
Kids who weren't there when the first one happened, right?
Yeah, exactly.
we were talking about social media now. We're talking about these young kids, Born Freeze and all of that. Would you say that the party scene has changed in the country? Or is it still relatively the same? I mean, you're still able to attract a massive crowd to an event. Is the party scene still the same, or is there a bit of a difference?
The party scene has changed, but it has improved at the same time. You know, back in the day, you used to have like a certain age group going out to a certain party, you know, but now you can have different age groups in the same party, you know, where you'll find a 40-year-old or a 45-year-old going to a party where there's Ricky Rick, a.k.a. and Casper Nyovest. You know what I mean? Unlike before, people will actually go and listen to Brenda Fassie and not listen to Ladysmith Death Bambazo. You know?
People were genre-specific.
Yes, were genre-specific. But now, everybody goes to...
And also, you know, if you can check out our lineup as well, you know, we try to cater for all different LSMSs, you know.
Yeah.
You've got your hip-hop, very strong lineup with hip-hop. We've got your... This year we introduced soul sessions for the first time, you know, because in Pretoria people are just crazy about love songs, you know.
Yeah, then, it's so strange.
You've got your house, you've got Kwaito, and also this year we're celebrating house legends, which is Oskiro, Christos, Da Vinci, and Kanyan. You know?
Yeah.
So we want to do something special for them there. So... Coming back to your question, yes, things have changed. People, when they go out now lately, you know, like before, when people went to festivals, they used to fight, they used to throw bottles. Now people just go there to have fun. Nothing else but just fun, you know? People
so
they just want to, it's like a love movement, you know? People, they just go there to enjoy themselves.
And no fighting. No fighting. Because have you noticed, nowadays, parties have a disclaimer like, yeah, your cooler box, 50 rand, with just cans or no bottles. We don't want bottles here. You know, because a lot of these events at some point in time had the bad reputation of people getting hurt. You know, in Pretoria, Co Fountains, that place was legendary back in the day. Hora, you know, if you went there and you had to go to a party, you'd actually get injured on your way back. If you went to a party and made it back, people were surprised.
Like, ah, what?
You weren't at Fountains. You're lying. You are okay. You know. So I mean, it's really interesting that there's a change in how people now decide to have a good time, and it's really encouraging. When I'm looking at the poster now for the event, and the lineup is really diverse. It's insane, man. From your Dr. Malingas to AKA Ricky Rick, Deleuze, El Tito, Cuesta, Oskiro, Ganyani, Christos.
Tira,
I mean, who did you guys leave off this lineup? Like. I feel like if you're not on this lineup, you're not a musician in this country.
Like we try to change our lineup.
Yeah.
Each and every year, and we try to bring something special. Last year, when your Caspers were not as big as now,
yeah,
we gave them platform and your KOs and you know, and your Ricky Ricks. They were actually blown from the very same stage.
Yeah.
You know? And this year, we are changing the whole thing again because now it has to be a different year.
Yeah.
That's why we're introducing the soul sessions.
Yeah.
We actually now honoring the guys that actually started this movement of house music and Kwaito and all those things. So we're just saying thank you to them, but now in celebration with our event.
Yeah.
You know? And say to the young kids that are actually coming up to be DJs or be entertainers or be to be events organizers, these are the guys that actually paved the way, you know, for us to be actually doing what we're doing now.
That is fantastic. I think it's great when we praise.
I'm just gonna post maybe just two videos clips. Last year at UJ, when we were doing activations with Casper Nyovest before he became this massive, you must see. I'll also post KO as well with Karakar as well.
Yeah,
doing the pre activations, and also post a video with a show of 40,000 people.
Wow. That is. I couldn't even say wow with my normal voice. I had to whisper this. Wow.
It came from a special place. I could hear that. Like,
40,000 people.
Yeah.
Okay. No. So you're gonna post it up on your Instagram.
I'm gonna post it just now.
All right. Cool. I will. We'll retweet it. We'll put it out there for everyone to check it out. I'm also looking at your Instagram right now, and some of these pictures are really like it's unbelievable.
Wish you were there,
years, man. You know what I mean?
Le Wumatosa, all the guys there.
It's I mean, how what is it that keeps you guys going? Like what keeps you, you know, waking up and putting out more music and making more events and, you know, trying to come up with something different for people to come together and have a good time? What is it that drives you guys?
Like I've said, we're tired, man.
Yeah.
Cause
I can believe that.
We just never stop working. We work nonstop. We're busy organizing the show this side. At the same time, we're at the studio recording an album.
Yeah.
We're traveling. You must remember, this show is not only in Joburg. On the 5th, it's at Bundwin in Pretoria. The following week, it's at Bloemfontein.
Yeah.
So you have to go there, sit on drug meetings. With it's tough, man. And on top of that, there's shows as well. We're doing shows. Just came back yesterday from Kimberley.
Yeah.
So each and every day, I mean, you know, about 3 weeks ago, we bought a new car. It's already on 10,000 Ks.
Wow.
That deserves a
hug. How insane is that?
That is insane. Can you buy me a car?
next week Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, the transition. Let me ask about the transition. Like, you know, you guys, as you said, you started off with Leisure Lakes and then you moved to Wemapan. How the transition from moving one, like a party this massive, from one place to the next, if you could just, you know, basically walk us through that process. Is it just a thing of, okay, let me just call these people that own that area and then just, what are the things that fall into place, that you need to fall into place for these type of things to happen?
With everything else, you know that your event has to be on people's faces so that they can actually know what is it.
Yeah.
You know? And your signature, it says a lot.
Yeah.
Because the first time when you start doing an event, you're starting a footprint. So the second one needs to be better than the first one.
Yeah.
So that you can actually pull the other leg going to the third step.
True.
So it becomes more important to actually put your event on people's faces. Your promotion is, it has to be out of this world. But as Mawuta was saying, there's no fine print or carbon paper that you can say, I've done this, now I'm going to, you know,
yeah,
and I'm going to use this to actually make my event work. It just has to be hard work and do as much as you can. Be on people's faces everywhere.
Yeah.
Be seen so that people will actually know that this event is actually happening.
And you have to follow all the steps. You have to book the venue. After booking the venue, you have to book the artist. You have to pay them. You have to attend joke meetings. You have to do marketing just like any other person.
Yeah.
Banners, posters, flyers, radio ad, television ad, social media,
and be there.
Yeah,
every single box.
Yeah.
The core of everything else, be there. As an event organizer, be there. Don't send Sizamu Panda Consulting.
You need to be there.
You need to be there. Yes, be there so that people can actually believe that this is actually happening.
Yeah.
You are doing this. The more they see you, the more they believe on the event.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, some people they'll be driving, they see me putting a banner. And they're like so shocked and surprised that, oh, this guy, is he really doing this himself?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he have someone else? Yes, we do have people who do that, but sometimes I want to make sure that this banner is there.
Yeah.
You know? And it helps, you know? And people, they take you serious when they see you doing those things as well.
True. Very true.
You have a day set. Okay, it's happening on this day. Sharp. We show up. We have a good time. But how many days before do you guys have to be there to actually make sure that everything is going accordingly and that everyone is actually doing their work? Like, how many days does planning one day basically take?
You mean for the entire event?
Yeah, for the entire event, yeah.
The whole year.
The whole year.
Yo.
You know what? I feel like we should have expected that answer because they work 8 days a week.
Right?
We should have seen that one coming.
I can even show you the lineup already for the day.
It's there. It's already done. It's set, which is, we know everybody's playing at one time. What time? Everybody knows what time they're on stage. You know what time they're supposed to actually be there. You know, your call times, everything has been set. Everything is done. You know, but it doesn't mean that your event is done. Just because you've done the logistics doesn't mean the event is happening.
Because on the day, obviously, there might be a couple of things.
There might be, you're working with humans.
Yeah.
So sometimes other people don't actually respect time. And you say, so and so must be on stage at 10. And they come 10:30.
When they just don't respect your energy, what you've put in.
Yeah. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So, end of the day, some other things that can be, other things that can be blocking them not to come there on time, probably can be traffic, you know? So, we try to make sure that on the day, everything runs smooth.
Here's the lineup, can you see?
Ha, look at that.
There you go. There you go. By the way, you can eat your heart out. I'm holding Mahuta's phone.
Are you going to give it back?
Yeah, no, I have to. No, I have to.
Okay.
There's too much information on this phone. Like, I want to go to the party, and I feel like if I keep this phone, it won't happen. You know? I'm looking at the lineup, and it's really incredible. I mean, you've got...
From 10 o'clock in the morning till the next morning at 5.
At 5 a.m. You know? And look, if you're going to take my word for it, I've been at one of these things, and
yes.
I've seen it from behind the scenes. It's the most incredible thing I have ever come across in my life. I remember it was 2012, and I had a little mini gig of my own. I was giving away free groceries for Cash Build.
You were giving away the booty.
Yeah, man. I was that guy. Nege Panda. So I finally get to Bunde in at about 4:30 or 5 in the afternoon. You should have seen the look on Mahuta's face. I thought he was going to shoot me. He's like, where have you been? Damn it, I'm waiting. You know, how do you guys deal with the stress? Like, as you said, when people don't pitch up when they're supposed to, you know, me. But, you know, how do you deal with it? How do you get over those things?
There's no recipe to deal with that. But end of the day, you need to have a plan.
Yeah.
Plan B, you know. This one, you can actually say, this is what is going to happen. And everybody knows this is what is going to happen.
Yeah.
But try and make sure that your artist be there early. You know, most of the time, artists, we say 30 minutes call time.
Yeah.
You know? And artists will come, some of them will come an hour before.
Yeah.
You know? But that person, if another one is late, you already have a person that is supposed to go, you know?
Yeah,
then
yeah.
You can just swap them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And try and convince everybody else to, and on the day, I can promise you, like, the lineup is done, but on the day, I promise you, some of the things will never happen according to the schedule.
Yeah, true. I mean, that's the nature of events. Like,
we try to plan. I mean, for example, like our sound, we make sure that our build up is from Tuesday. You know, Tuesday of the week.
Yeah.
Of the event, so from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We erect the stage, the sound. Friday, we're not doing anything. We're just fine-tuning the sound.
Yeah.
So by Friday, everything is done.
Let's not forget, before 10 o'clock, then we have to do another sound check.
And last year was even worse, because last year we had a double-deck marquee. So there are two... Start directing the stage
2 weeks before.
2 weeks before.
Yes.
Oh my God. I got a tweet from Tolo Maestro, and he says 14 years is insane. But he wants to know which has been the most memorable Spring Explosion for you guys thus far.
I think the first one, because every year they're different. You can't say last year's one was better than the one in 2009. I think the first one was the most incredible one, because that was like basically the foundation of what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
I mean, going to Legends League expecting 200 people, then 2,000 people rock.
Yeah.
And you know, during that time, it was a day event, you know. 12 o'clock, it's packed already.
Yeah.
12 o'clock already, it's packed.
More than you expected.
So, answering your question, The most memorable one, I think, is the first one.
2001. Yeah. Does same applies?
I can say that because I actually have goosebumps just thinking about that.
Yeah.
You know, because 2001 was something else. I remember I played before Dira. I was one of the deepest DJs ever.
Yeah.
In the game.
Yeah.
You know? And he reminded me that I think it was 2 years. Yeah, the past 2 years, I think it was 2013.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, my man, you remember you said that you played in 2001? You went like deep. I struggled to actually. I struggled with my Devon sound to actually come, like, you know?
Yeah.
I think that was, that's, for me, that's where we had everybody. Because that's one thing that I can say. It was a launch of the Fetcook versus Mawuta album in 2001.
Yeah.
And if people would know, that was the singer that we took out was Malombo.
Malombo.
That was the launch of that CD.
Yeah.
You know? And we called it License to Hood.
Mm-hmm.
It had Tropical Splash, you know. It had those songs. So for us, we were the first artists to actually cut down, if you remember, from 96 up to 2000,
mm-hmm.
everybody was doing compilations.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we came out, we actually said, let's do our own music and license the other songs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's when we did that compilation, which was half of the music that we did and half was licensed.
Yeah.
So that's when now we started now changing into doing our own compilation in terms of the artists and making our own music in SA. So that year, for me, it was not only about the event, but changing the game again.
Yeah.
In terms of the South African house, you know? Because then we used to actually make music, but we never actually released it. It was mostly Kwaito, and you have your Fresh House Flavors, you had all those compilations that were done, but there were no local content on that.
Yeah.
So that's when we started to do that. And now, I'm proud to say that South African music is 100%...
It's at the local. Forefront. Yes. Yeah. You know, I mean, guys like Heavy K, which are, signed to you, to Kalawa Jazmi,
yes.
The likes of Black Motion, Uhuru, the list goes on and on. I mean...
That's another thing that it becomes very interesting, that, you know... If we are 14 years in the events, Kalawa is 21.
Yeah.
So just imagine from 21 years how many artists came from that.
That is, it's crazy. I mean, I wanted to be a member of Kalawa Jazmi when I was younger. I remember, you remember that music video, Ya Alaska? Osher.
Oh, yeah?
That music video, that song made me want to join Kalawa Jazmi. I'm serious. I still know the lyrics till this day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to put me on the spot? I'm not playing Mahuta. I know my stuff.
I know my stuff.
I know. I'm more of a fan than anything else. You know, big guys. We've got a couple of other guys coming into the studio. I just want to say, like, let's wrap this up. Finally, number one, thank you so much for coming through. I mean, I can't thank you enough. You know,
pleasure. Thank you very much for having us.
Number two,
it's our pleasure.
Yeah, yeah,
it's our pleasure.
You know, yeah, no peer pressure in the studio today. But number two, what is happening? When? How do we get tickets? How do we come through to these events?
Already tickets are available at CompuTicket and ShopRite Checkers.
Mm-hmm.
We're not selling tickets at the gate. So if you're planning to come to the event, get your ticket now. Don't wait till the last minute because the show will be sold out. Must have.
Yeah.
You know? Get your tickets soon, early, and then you're sorted.
Hundreds.
Another thing, avoid bringing bottles. Cooler bags are allowed. There will be dry, demarcated places that people can bring their charcoals and actually dry their meat. Get there early, find your spot. It's going to be a very lovely day.
And what's nice about this is going to be hot.
Yeah.
Yes.
The past 2 years was cold. Eh?
It was a bit cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we moved the date, you know, to the 5th, you know, cause to accommodate the weather.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True. Because I'm also one of those people, if at the moment it gets cold, I'm going home.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You know? No, but thank you guys so much for coming through.
So, 5th of September, we're at Bundu Inn.
Yeah.
Harankuwa, Pretoria. And then on the 12th of September, we're at Bloemfontein at Maungra Kawash.
Yeah. All right, man.
Making history again.
There we go. another thing, Mahmoud, how do you not age? I don't understand. Like, I'm serious.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think you should just stop lying to people that are not aging. I mean, old.
He does guy. Not look it. Am I, you know, trying to kiss ass here, or am I telling the truth? He does not look his age.
I'm old. Let's just leave it there.
Let's just leave
I'm
it
just
there.
Too old, guys. Wrinkles.
Way.
Cellulite.
Oh.
Okay.
Mkaba, stretch marks. I'm done, man.
Okay. On
that heavy note.
On that heavy note. I think it's about time with this Kabelenja. Guys, thank you so much for coming through, man.
Thank you for having us, my brother.
Awesome.
Flying fish now has even more flavor.
More flavor!
Huh?
Hey!
What ya doing?
Bring even more flavor!
Alright! Introducing new chilled green apple!
Chilled green apple!
It's a beer with all the bitterness brewed out and green apple flavor brewed in!
I see the flavor brewed in!
Go on! Add some flavor!
Don't mind if I do!
Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
At iStore, we love Apple stuff. But we're only human. Sometimes we drop our iPhones on the road, face down, and it makes us sad. That's why we came up with iCare Plus, a nifty little product exclusive to iStore for when stupid things happen to good people with awesome phones. It'll have your beloved iPhone covered for water, screen, and physical damage. So come to iStore. Why would you go anywhere else? Visit myistore.co.za for more info. T's and C's apply.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Shit, little bitch.
Get no fuck, yeah. We don't get no fuck, yeah. Go fill my cup, yeah. Bitch, go fill my cup, yeah. Get no fuck, yeah. We don't get no fuck, yeah. Go fill my cup, yeah. Bitch, go fill my cup, yeah. 40,000 to 100,000. 100,000 on 100,000.
You know, I'm still trying to figure out exactly what Future does. Is he a rapper or is he a de facto singer? I don't really understand what he does.
He's a rapper. What happened?
There we go. We always lose your voice. I don't know.
No, I'm in the back. Yeah, he's a rapper. He's definitely a rapper.
Think he's a rapper?
Yeah, he's like he's the new age sort of sound that's going on right now. They've taken autotune to another level. Fucking level.
They have. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I think some of them need to stop. Have you actually heard that the Nigerians that live in America, whenever Nigerian acts go to America, the people there don't appreciate the fact that there's so much autotune in their music?
Oh, wow.
Can you believe?
Yeah, it makes sense, though. We should be promoting our own sound. I think it's very important to promote our own ideas and own sound.
It'll be a lot easier once we understand fully what that sound is. But anyway, we are off ramping. Sorry. Anyway, if you guys want to join the conversation, all you have to do is send us a tweet with the hashtag 20-something CC at Jack_5'4" at VanGiven at CliffCentral.com. Right about now, we're hanging out with the guys that brought you a party with a very controversial name, if I can put it that way.
In most places, they can only call it VIP.
Right?
Yeah.
But because this is Cliff Central, we can actually say it. The name of the party is Fuck VIP. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
All right, how are you?
Okay, so from the left to the right, let's find out who's in studio today.
Okay, my name is Tots Tatiso Dube, founder of Galax Boy Clothing.
Word
and co-founder of Fuck VIP.
Yeah.
And other things.
I had a chat with you last year. We were talking about Galax Boy
on the
Konza show. That was a great show, by the way. Thank you again for gracing me with your presence. Although last time it was over the phone. It's chilled.
No da.
Yeah. Moving next door.
My name is Kolo.
Hey, yo.
I'm part of the business.
Kulu, Kulu, no, he just jumped on that mic like, yeah, I am part of the business. you
and
know.
Then I'm a gang member, GXB.
Yeah.
My name is Tlochi Paula.
Yeah.
I'm co-founder of Fuck VIP.
Yeah.
And I'm also part of the gang.
All right, cool. So we've got the founders of this whole thing. I want to know the idea behind the name of the party and what happened.
Like, who threw you out of VIP?
Yeah, you
who
know.
Who threw you out?
What is your beef with VIP?
Well, basically the party is basically to be in a spot where you can be yourself, not pretend like you're rich and pop bottles, then tomorrow you're crying because you don't have money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's a place you can be yourself, do whatever you want. If you want to be wretched. You know what I mean? So that's where the concept started. So people can be like normal again and themselves.
You know, from the buzz that you guys get, I mean, whenever you guys step on the scene, as far as Galaxy Boy is concerned and your events like Fuck VIP, I mean, the hype is insane. What is it about the things you guys do that gets people going so crazy? Like, what is the biggest selling point in you know, you guys as a conglomerate, as a team?
I'd say the product itself.
Yeah,
we don't really like hype anything. We don't want to be like you don't want to convince people. You just want to put the product out there, then they'll decide for themselves, you know.
Yeah.
So basically, so far their decision is positive on our side.
So what came first, was it the product or was it the market, or did you create your own market?
It was the product.
The product.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the first event was hosted and anybody could come in for free. It was basically called Fuck VIP, but also at the same time, we were celebrating Tots' birthday.
Yeah.
So we had invited people from all over. And next thing you know, it was to capacity. It was very full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we were just speaking to Fed Cook versus Mahuta. And like the process of putting together an event is a strenuous one. Like it's not, you don't just wake up and then decide I'm going to throw a party and then people can come through. What are some of the challenges you guys have faced along the way?
Definitely logistics, jock, suppliers, you know.
Yeah.
Being able to find the cheapest supplier, being able to get approval from the city to throw a party, being able to find security, tags, sound, artists, DJs. And by the way, we don't get like big artists or like big DJs.
Yeah, which is something I also wanted to jump into. Yeah,
yeah, but it's basically just like everything, but everything that you can't see.
Yeah,
when you get to the party is very strenuous because everything has to be done to the T. If not, then the party doesn't happen.
Yeah. How long does it take you guys to put it together?
It can take up to about 3 months.
Yeah.
To put everything together, but like we've split responsibilities, so we've got people that are in charge of the marketing, and we've got people that are in charge of the logistics and finding the right suppliers and making sure that our floor plans and everything are to the T, and that security is also on check so that the consumers that come in, they feel safe.
Yeah,
which is going to be the biggest difference with the one we're going to have now in terms of safety and regulations and stuff. So 3 months, it's a lot of work that needs to be put into this, and you must remember there's so many other things that we're busy with, so our timing and our preparation needs to be to the point.
Yeah. Was that a conscious decision not to try bring on like headliners, like major DJs, and just work with, you know, up and coming DJs and artists? Was this a decision that you guys said, this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to do it?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like back in the days when you used to go to a house party, you never even knew who was playing music. You just came to be with your friends and get drunk, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So that's what we want to keep. You know, we want to make it as natural as possible. You don't want to trick someone and tell them, oh, Chris Brown is coming. You
know and then they don't pitch. Yeah,
you must just tell them like, yo, it's a party, come through. You know, they should trust in the name of the party.
Yeah.
It doesn't come because of someone who's going to be performing whatever. So we know like up and coming DJs who play real good music, so we don't need like any big artists to grace the stage or whatever.
You guys are chilled as is, and I think that's really cool. I think it's really dope.
The self-awareness and the self-confidence is amazing in what you can put out and knowing that it's going to be successful. Now you guys you all look quite young individuals. What sort of changed or flipped your mindset from party goers to party planners or party hosters?
I think it was mostly because of the eventing scene in Pretoria. If you can look at Joburg, everything happens every weekend, whether it's in the club, whether it's outdoors. So I think within Pretoria, it's stuff like Fitcook and Mahuta's party, homecoming picnic, Kula Boxing Day, party on a plot, and obviously us as Galaxy Boy. But it's just one of those things where we're trying to like broaden the options so people can actually be like, oh, I'm looking forward to this, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Whereas you only have just two events within the year, and everybody goes to Joburg. So it's basically keeping people within our city, in our city, and inviting other people from other cities to come into our city and have fun.
Dopeness, man. So yeah, it is 20 something, myself, Jack underscore 5'4", alongside Ed Van Given on Twitter, at cliffcentral.com if you want to join the conversation with the hashtag 20 something CC. We're basically planning your party season for you, man. We are sorting out your summer. You know, it's really that simple. You're welcome. So, gents, I mean, it started off with Galaxy Boy, the clothing label, and I mean, it's grown by leaps and bounds, you know, over the couple of years. How many of these events have you actually thrown already? Like, are we talking fuck VIP, the third installment, the fourth installment?
This one is the sixth one.
The sixth one.
Yeah, it's been running for 3 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the sixth one, but we also have like little small ones in between the big fuck VIPs. We call them all day.
Yeah.
You wear all black, come chill, ladies, drinks, you know, nothing too crazy.
Yeah, just kicking back and relaxing.
Yeah.
All right.
You are amongst, your party is amongst the big boys, one of the standout parties within the year. And now the big boys' way of doing things is to consume other products, the Google way, that is. You're Google, you buy other companies that can help your company.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of consuming another party or, you know, bringing in sort of other companies that can help your company?
Of course we have thought about it. So we realized that the event space is a lot of brand experience that we can bring to our consumers and a lot of money that can be made. Besides the money, that can help us create a creative network in Pretoria where we have young consumers coming through, sharing their ideas with us, and us making those ideas come to life at with a certain agreement involved. So we obviously have thought of working with other companies to come help us run our events to the T. And we've just realized that there's a bit of a divide in the city, but the city will come back together in terms of us working together, knowing who does what and who does and who's doing what when.
Yeah.
But besides that, right now, we're hoping that everybody can have a market share in the city so that we can have a busy 20.
Yeah.
Because 20 right now, it's very quiet. I mean, if you guys don't know, Hatfield's dead, and Hatfield used to be a bus.
I it breaks my heart every time someone says just Hatfield, without saying Hatfield is dead. Just Hatfield. I want to break down and cry.
Yeah. It's sad, but I promise you something, that we're going to be bringing stuff for the city that's going to be really nice.
Yeah.
We're going to be collabing with a lot of the parties that have been doing a lot of things for the city in the future. But for now, you must definitely watch out for FVIP on the 26th, and all day is also going to come very strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys still go out? Do you go party?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for you to be relevant and know what you're doing, you need to look at other people and like pace yourself.
Yeah.
So basically, your standard is only as high as somebody else's. So for you to go out and go to other events, other markets, other parties, you just need to look at how people do things. Maybe they might be doing it the same way as you do because you started it, or maybe they might be doing it a bit differently. But we all learn from each other at the end of the day.
You know, people like saying that not, you know, especially entrepreneurs, they like saying that, you know, being an entrepreneur is not for everyone. What type of person do you need to be in order to put together these kind of, you know, events? Like, do you need a thick skin? What type of personality works best with, you know, putting together events of this magnitude?
I think number one, you have to have a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
That's the main thing, you know what I mean? You have to trust in your product. because if you're confident, you'll know that if you have something, you know people will come.
Yeah.
So if you're not sure, you'll be doing like gimmick stunts of getting international artists or
yeah,
giving people free tickets or bribing them to come or, you know, to post about your party,
yeah,
or things like
yeah
that. But if you're like confident, you can just say, yo, this is the date, this is the venue, come through, then people will come. So I think the biggest thing is confidence in like the event business.
Yeah.
And I think also, sorry to disturb you, Todd, you just need to be like a chameleon.
Basically, you need to adapt. Yeah.
Adapt to each and every situation. Because tomorrow you might be disappointed only 500 people pitch.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you should stop what you're doing.
Mm.
You know?
Point.
How did you guys raise the money for the first one?
Well, the money comes from the clothes.
Ah.
Yeah, so.
You know, you guys had a great startup.
Eventually, we'll have sponsors that pay everything. But for now, it's just like from our own pockets and stuff.
Speaking of money, are we breaking even here? Are we making a profit here? Are we just throwing a nice hangout for our parties? Or is it...
We're running a loss, but as long as the people are happy.
Heartbreaking. So heartbreaking.
So we need more people to come.
We need more people to come. Yeah, definitely. But we're running. We're not doing great. We're not doing okay. As long as the people are happy, that's more than the money could ever give you. Because if the people are not happy, you can't create something that a lot of people can come to and a lot of people can talk about.
Yeah.
We're about youth development, how they party, the way they see the party, the way they dress, what they drink, their buying patterns, their buying powers. So it's safe to say homecoming paved the way for us.
Yeah.
But I think it's time for us to move forward with what they've given to the city, and we want to take it to the next level. So besides the money and anything, we concentrate on the communication points of the events, the brand experience, the brand promise.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing. We'll be the one event that'll bring new music all the time to the rest of South Africa. I mean, just the other time in Durban, we're listening to Mahuta play, and he played a very big broken beat song from the city called Mamelodi. That is a sound we've brought. That is a sound that through our events we've been able to bring out to a large number of people.
So it's not just the party. There's a lot more, you know, it's elements that are brought into it. Yeah,
it's an experience more than anything.
Through the struggles, you know, the breaking even, the not breaking even, all of that. What keeps the gang together?
Yo, that's a tough question. But anyway, we are very determined. You know what I mean? A lot of people get discouraged if they don't make money or if they broke. But that's a thing that doesn't really affect us, because we're still very hungry to do more. You know what I mean? So I think we have a lot of faith in ourselves. We believe in ourselves 100%. And yeah, that's what keeps us together.
I suppose also congratulations. Well, it's been a while now. Congratulations on actually having your own store and distributing from your own sort of, you know, facility.
Yeah, it's a year old now.
Yeah.
One in July.
That's really dope, man. Really, really dope, truly. All right, guys, how do we keep up with you guys on social media? Give us the blast, the whole thing.
Facebook, it's Galax Boy. You have a page on Facebook. Twitter, Galax Boy. Instagram, Galax Boy _SA.
Yeah.
And also the website, galaxboy.com. It's GALXBOY, not Galaxy Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. People get that wrong a lot. I've seen.
Yeah.
And yeah, the 26th of September, China Mall, FVIP. Just come.
No, don't worry, you can say it.
Fuck VIP.
There you go. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's the 25th.
26th of September.
September. Yeah. Van Given, are you going?
I want to. I haven't experienced what they bring to the city, so I would absolutely.
You can get tickets off of web tickets.
Yeah.
Tickets, or come to any of our outlets, which is in City Inc. or Galax Boy Store in Hatfield.
Dopeness, man. Guys, thank you so much for coming through. I wish we had a bit more time to, you know, talk about a lot more of the things that you guys are busy working with. Any last words? Any?
Yeah, just a quick one. All the students, Joburg, Pretoria, you must catch us. We're going to be having a road activation,
like corner to corner,
where we get to interact with the consumers that haven't interacted with the product as yet.
Yeah.
So Joburg students, watch out for us. We'll be in Joburg big time this September. And Pretoria, obviously, it's home, it's our city, we love it, we'll be there as well.
Yeah.
And don't forget, we promote townships, so we'll be in your townships also, just making sure that everyone gets an equal opportunity at the event.
Yeah.
Any DJs, anyone that wants to talk to us, you guys can contact us via social media also. Thanks.
Yeah, really dope, man. Thank you so much for coming through. My partner in crime, Mr. Van Given.
Fuck VIP, what?
It's I can always trust you to do some stupid thing like that. Thank you so much for hanging out, man. It's about time for us to get out of here. And we're going to give Aria Kelman his space to do his Thug Thizzle. And it's been nice.
I love saying your name.
You like saying whose name?
Ari.
Why?
Ari, yeah!
You're such a groupie.
This is CliffCentral.com.